summer day forecast. High temperature around 93. Then better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A 77-year-old Selma man on trial for shooting his son has been found guilty of first-degree assault. The Dallas County District Attorney says John Caver shot his 41-year-old son in 2016 after an argument over chicken wings. Caver is facing up to 20 years in prison. A mother and daughter in Northeast Montgomery are trying to rebuild after a devastating house fire last week. Officials believe the fire started from the stove. A friend has started a GoFundMe for the family. Find out more information at alabamanews.net. And some Pike Road parents are fired up about how to use $14 million the town has from bond money. One option is building a $3.9 million career tech center on donated land on Trotman Road, but some parents want the money spent on existing schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
London police say a car crashed into barriers outside the Houses of Parliament. Ousted West Virginia Justice Robin Davis says she's retiring following the impeachment of all four of West Virginia's remaining justices on the state's Supreme Court.
The reward for information on missing college student Molly Tibbetts in Iowa now tops $385. $75,000.
President Trump's campaigning again as Republicans work to keep Democrats from regaining control of the House.
His spokeswoman says there's nothing racial about his attacks on a fired aide who's attacking him in a new book.
This person has shown a complete lack of integrity.
A fire in Glacier National Park destroyed buildings on the north end of historic Lake McDonald Lodge, the busiest area of the park.
Flash flooding is in the forecast in central and eastern Pennsylvania.
Economic turmoil in Turkey is causing concern across Europe.
Starbucks is getting into the plant-based protein business and is introducing a protein-blended cold brew line in almond and cacao flavors.
Puerto Rico is putting out the word the island is back as a vacation destination.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow. Let's bring in the mayor of the great city of Montgomery, the one and only Todd Strange.
How about two wheels? I had an air traffic controller out there guiding us in.
I was bringing you in like we're bringing Air Force One.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I really enjoyed the piece that you had kind of killing a minute or two before we could get here. We had a very important session going, and I walked out about 2 minutes to one, and Matt, he got all the red lights.
Did you? Did he tell you the text? I said, don't get a ticket.
And he said, I don't think there's anybody in Montgomery who's going to give us a ticket. But as we came on to the interstate, guess there were two Aaliyah troopers right
there. Really?
We just waved at them.
I like that.
That's
well,
great.
Welcome back to the show. We've got a lot of different questions for you. We had a several callers calling in talking about roads, and one of the first things I wanted to do is get you to explain what the process is of how roads are treated, and then are potholes a separate issue versus repaving?
Sure. First of all, you got to differentiate between what's a state road and what's a city road, because there are so many roads that you Troy Highway, the Southern Bypass, Taylor Road, those are all state roads, and they would have the responsibility of the paving of those. And you take places like the Atlanta Highway, and somebody, we share that. The connector roads, whether it be Fairview or Zelda or McGee or some of those are all involved in it. So here's the
Perry Hill.
Perry Hill is a perfect example. Most of those that I've talked about is in some stage of process of getting towards a paving situation. There's a program out there that usually is an 80-20 match. It used to be called ATRIP. It's called something else now. That if we can apply for it, Court Street's a perfect example. We're paying 20%, which is not insignificant amount of money. It's almost like $2 million. That has been in process about 3 years now. I just was told 2 weeks ago that it's not going to start in September because the state has run out of that money. Type of money. And so it's got to be in the new fiscal year. So it's in the January. It's probably going to be in the January letting. But every one of these roads are always evaluated, always on the list of to be paved.
But now it's not from the worst road to the best road. It's done by the council members' district?
No, not really. That's a whole different. Let's deal with connector roads right now. From a connector road standpoint, that's pretty much in our purview and DOT purview, and we get together and decide, okay, A, B, C, D, E, F priority. It might have to do with the amount of money that might be available through MPO, things like that. Zelda Road is in process. Where's Ferry is in process. Fairview is in process. Court is in process. If there's some others I'm missing, they're all in process right now. Most of them, Ann Street is another good example. Perry Hill's another example. They're either in the engineering phase, or they're in the rights-of-way acquisition phase, or they're ready to do curb and gutter, and then asphalt is the last thing. Those are the connector roads, the main roads. Now go into the neighborhood streets. Those are rated as needs paving or not. It used to be we used to do poor, fair, and good. We've just said needs paving or not. And each district is given, each city councilman is given a list of those roads, those streets, those segments in their district that are on the needs paving list. Chris Conway and his staff will have ridden them, will prioritize them, and we allocate about $200,000, I think it's $220,000, each district, because there's going to be about a $2 to $3 million paving project year in and year out. The city council person can either accept it as it is, and we'll pave those amounts of roads in that order, or they can move the priorities ever how they want. They just can't take something that doesn't need paving and put it into the need paving list. And so on average, we're going to have something in the $3 and $3.5 million range, which we can handle with our forces.
No, let me, because this is important. So these are actual city crews that are doing the roads. You're not contracting, because contracting was too expensive.
If we're doing it, yes. If we're doing an 80-20, it's probably being done by the state on a contract basis. The example that we use all the time is Carter Hill. There was an agreement from Zelda Road, Carter Hill, all the way to Decatur.
Right.
We went from Zelda to College, which is about twice from College to Decatur.
And you did yours half
the
speed.
We did that half the time and about 60% of the money, because we do it with our own forces. We don't have to have all the elaborate diagrams and build drawings and things like that. It's pretty straightforward. You go in there, you new curbs, new gutters, upgrade the sidewalks, mill it, and then put the asphalt down. So we can do it more efficiently. We can do it quicker, and I'm not going to say we do a better job at all, because paving is paving. So from that standpoint, about $3.5 million is our maximum capacity.
Okay. Now, so if someone is having a problem with a road, and if it's in a community like McGee Estates, then what you need to be doing is talking to your city councilman to see where that road is on the list.
You don't even have to do that. You can go on the website, city website. There's an interactive portal, and we'll show you when it's scheduled to be paved. We'll show you what's been paved and what's to be paved at any one period of time. It's right there. Or get to the city council.
Let's go to potholes. Are potholes treated completely different?
Well, different in the sense that potholes are more reactionary.
Right.
Through 311, obviously, if we're going down a road and we know there's a pothole, then we'll put a work order in. For instance, we were out at a meeting the other day, and somebody said, "Hey, I got this pothole needs taken care of." Matt gets the where it is. Within a week, it was done. They call me back. But if you'll call 311 for a pothole, generally potholes can be taken care of within a short period of time, a week, 10 days.
Excellent.
Now, there's a whole other issue of striping, because there are roads that are fairly new but have faded on the striping. Mm-hmm. So we've got a program that we're putting in a couple of $100,000 where we'll go in and striping. We were out riding today. Where were they striping? I forgot where it was. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue. We were out there striping that, because sometimes if you stripe it, it's certainly a safety issue. Right. So potholes, you can get handled through 311, because we're not going to let that go for 2 or 3 years, because once we know about it, we've picked up the liability. If you don't know about it, there are some defenses in that regard. And so 311 will get potholes generally taken care of.
Okay, let me go to a break. Coming back, Joe, coming back to you. Maritime Strange in the house. Want to get in some other activities. Shooting on Ann Street. Murder on Hall Street, right behind Church of the Ascension. Man.
There's always the rest of the story.
I know. I think I know it. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me
$782. $782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Little Caesars has done it again by giving you one large pizza piled high with five delicious meat toppings, ready every day between 4 and 8 p.m. for only $9. You heard me right. Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Meat toppings, including pepperoni, sausage, bacon, beef, and ham. Order yours on our convenient mobile app or simply walk into Little Caesars and pick up your large hot and ready five meat feast for just $9 tonight.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax. Canadian bacon will be substituted for ham in certain areas.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Okay, so for Joe and others, if you have a pothole problem, 311.
And if for whatever reason, a couple weeks it doesn't get done, just call our office, but bottom line, I think it'll get done.
272-9228, you have a question, comment, or viewpoint for the mayor, please give us a call. Let's go to Joe. Joe has a question for Mayor Todd Strange. Joe, you're on board.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I don't have a problem with a pothole. I got a problem with a whole street. Warfare Road.
You got it.
It's going to get finished. It's been tore up. If you're not going to pave it right away, why they grind it up?
Well, you want to level the surface so it doesn't get above the curb and gutters. You're talking about from Atlanta Highway over out to the bypass, right?
It's Wells Ferry Road. It seems like all the way down Wells Ferry Road.
Well, Wells Ferry Road goes all the way out to Macklemore. Matter of fact, that's phase two. That project is in process. Engineering is underway now. But the one from Atlanta to the bypass should be at the final stages of finishing that project.
And one more place. You probably can't do anything. But what about the interstate, like coming from Auburn, when you come from Costco, it's like riding on sandpaper.
That would be a DOT issue.
Yeah, that's a DOT. But I suspect, and they're working. And I asked that question to somebody. They're doing the work at night because of the traffic problem.
And they've done the milling, and now it's a rough surface ready to put the asphalt on at night. They start about 9, 10 o'clock and finish up at 5 or 6 in the morning.
Well, I ain't got a problem with a pothole or a pot.
Where's Ferry should be winding up.
All right, take care of Dan.
Thanks, Joe. Got it done for you, didn't I, buddy? Let's talk policing. There were shots fired at on Ann Street. Do we have any knowledge of what happened there?
Yes, and the shooter. Let me back up. Let me let Matt answer that because
the executive officer.
I know what happened. I'm not sure what we've actually put out, but at the end of the day, we have the person in custody that was the cause of that.
You want to go with anything else on that?
We had a robbery
on
Ann Street, and we've got the victim's vehicle and a suspect in custody.
Okay, and was it a robbery of a person or a store?
Person.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But
I wanted to clarify that.
But the perpetrator is not the one that was doing the shooting.
Oh, just to make things more interesting.
Well, the fact that everybody carries guns these days, so, you know.
You can rob the wrong person, as they would say. Okay, that's good. That's good. Second Amendment's solution to a crime problem here.
Which in that scenario, we cannot condone.
unless you're a licensed concealed weapon person.
Because I don't know what the details are, whether it was a legal carry or not.
We have been covering on this show a lot of stories about police officers shooting people,
right.
Whether it's Minnesota, whether it's Pittsburgh. What is the MPD policy on shooting your weapon, particularly when someone is running away, but what are the incidents of where someone can genuinely fire, discharge a weapon at a person in MPD?
Let me give you the non-MPD policy answer. At the end of the day, what it boils down to is if you feel that your life is being threatened, if you feel that your life is in danger, if you feel that somebody else's life is in imminent danger of being harmed, then obviously the use of force is available to you. We always prescribe what we call the escalation of force, whether it be tased and then the batons, but at the end of the day. But having said all that, you know very well that police officers, law enforcement, have to make split decisions.
Right.
And you don't have all of the facts at the time that
right.
you have to make decisions. But as a general statement, if you feel threatened or if you, in fact, are concerned that that particular person that you're engaged in is going to harm others, then the use of force is authorized. You got other comments to that?
Well, particularly on running away.
Running away depends on the circumstance.
Right.
I mean,
because we had two situations. One, we had the guy who didn't have a gun. Another one, we have a guy who had a gun. And you look at the video, he's actually turning. He's saying, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. And then he pulls out a weapon and fires it. Or they think he may have fired it.
A lot of it depends on the perception, how well you can articulate what you saw.
Right.
If you get out of a car and I see a gun in the car in your hand and you're able to get out and you take off running, and you never turn with the gun and face me, nothing, I can't shoot you in the back.
Okay.
Same scenario, you get out of the car with a gun in your hand, and you take off running, and you turn your whole arm and point it at me, you've turned the threat back at me.
Right.
Okay, the threat is not going away. So I perceive from that point on, my life and anybody around me's life is now in danger. Because
okay.
if he fires, with you pointing it at me,
That's enough.
I have the right to return fire.
Okay.
I do not, just because you're running away, the threat is still pointed at me.
Okay, but if you're running away and you're not pointing it,
if I'm running,
and even if you've seen a weapon, you cannot just shoot.
I can chase you.
Right.
Okay, and I can yell at you to put it down, and hopefully I'm in canine, I'll send my dog on you.
If you have one.
But I cannot just shoot you in the back running away,
right.
even though I know you might have a gun, but if you've not pointing it at me or somebody standing near me.
To shoot him.
But now, scenario can change. You're running down the street and you have a gun. You run away from me, but you pointed at Joey, who's standing on the side. His life is in danger. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's perception of, are you putting somebody's life in danger, pointing that weapon at them? And then you have to be able to articulate it, and he'd have to be able to articulate it, saying, yes, you ran by and were pointing the gun at me, you know, had it pointed at me.
But these are split second
decisions. Oh, absolutely. But let me go to one other part then. So you're running away. You know he has a weapon. He doesn't point it, but he starts turning his body towards you. Is that considered a threat, or is that just in the ether somewhere?
It's that's going to be a very judgment, and it's going to be a split second call. I've had guys running away, and I knew they had a gun, and I saw the body turn. Okay, but they never turned enough that I could say they were pointing it at me.
Right.
And I didn't shoot him. You know, you chase him. If you lose him, you lose him. But, I mean,
they can't outrun the radio.
But it's, you know, as a cop, you want to see that gun. You know he's got it, but you're also going to be taking cover as you're running. You're not going to be trying to run straight in a straight line behind him.
Did you see the video of the officer that was chasing him and he stopped, squared off on him and shot him in the back?
The one in Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you saw the beginning of the video also.
Yeah.
Where the guy was pointing it at him. and they were chasing him, and they chased him for four or five blocks.
So as soon as he pointed at him the first time, then that was the threat.
The threat was there the first time. He runs. They chase him a patrol car this way. They chase him a patrol car that way.
I'm sorry. It's not the one in Minnesota, because I know you're talking about the one with the three officers with the body cam.
Right.
Yeah. No, that was legitimate shooting to me, because the guy, you see the pistol in his hand when he says, "Don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot," and he's turning back around.
He's turning with him. And,
yeah, know, I think that was a
proper... He actually told him in the beginning of the video, "I will shoot you if you come to me."
Right. I was talking about the one where he's running through the yards, and the guy's running down the street, and he levels off on him, and he shoots him in the back.
Well, there's other situations that really aren't involving guns. We've had a situation here where a vehicle was used as a weapon, and
Walmart.
The defense was that the police officer fired and hit the person that was aiming the car
at them. Was that the one at Walmart or the one over on... by the Coliseum.
North side of Montgomery.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I mean, it doesn't always have to be a gun. Could be some other weapon that might be potentially harmful to the other people as well as the police. It's an individual circumstance. All you can do is set policy, because at the end of the day, that officer has got to make a split-second decision. That's why we have this shooter training, active shooter training, where you go through the shoot house, and they give you all these scenarios, the kid, you know, the bad guy, the other people. And so there is training out there to help you discern what the situation is. But nothing in training is like real life, because you got a lot of adrenaline going on
pumping
at
out
that
there.
Particular point in time. Right.
News Channel 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday with Mayor Todd Strange. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery. Hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office, or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Jurors at former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's trial in Virginia are hearing his attorney's closing arguments. The prosecution went first.
It was presented by prosecutor Greg Andress, and it had a central theme that Paul Manafort is a liar. He hid his money, he avoided taxes, and then when he ran out of money, he lied again to obtain multi-million dollar loans.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Turkey is fighting back against the U.S. on trade.
Turkish authorities today announcing tariffs on a range of American goods in response to similar duties imposed by the Trump administration on Turkish imports. The tariffs come amid a dispute over the detention of an American pastor. Andrew Brunson's case is back in the spotlight, a court rejecting a fresh bid from Brunson's lawyer for him to be freed from house arrest.
Fox's Simon Owen, the stock market's been down today. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a sizzling hot forecast today with a high temperature up to about 96, heat index close to the 105 danger range, and not many storms to go around. In fact, they will be isolated at best. Low temperature tonight down to about 74. Now, tomorrow, the scattered storms will be in better supply, kind of a routine summer day forecast. High temperature around 93. Then better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones here and let's go to Bill. Bill, do you have a question for Mayor Todd Strange?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor, for excuse me. Thank you, Mayor, for being on the radio today. My wife asks me this all the time. Why don't they shoot them in the leg instead of shooting for the torso? And yeah. I don't have the answer. I don't know. If you would discuss that, please.
Well, at the end of the day, the bottom line is, if you've pulled your weapon, if you feel that you have got to pull your weapon, you're going for the best opportunity to neutralize the person that you're trying to neutralize. And shooting at them in a leg doesn't keep them from keeping on shooting. You shoot them elsewhere. Plus, you know, we're sometimes running. I would like to tell you that we are extremely proficient in firearms, and we are, and we have to certify every year, once a year or twice a year. But just telling somebody to wound somebody is not the best practices. If you felt that you've got to have use of force to that extreme, you go to neutralize. And, you know, it's always sensational. Well, he was shot seven times or whatever. But at the end of the day, you're taught to neutralize by the means that are available to you. So the answer is, you go for the largest
center mass
to neutralize you as quickly as possible, so that there can't be any after effects to injure you as the police officer.
We had a pedestrian that was hit who's in better condition today, that was out on Monticello Drive, which was kind of surprising.
Right.
Was alcohol involved in any of those parties?
I don't think so, but I don't know why you're at it. Was it 1:30 in the morning or something like that? We've got some suppositions. It's not the purest of motives.
That was kind. That was kind.
Well, all the facts aren't in yet, but let's just leave it at that. It wasn't the purest of motives. It's the reason that, at least, it appears
he was crossing the street to get to the other side for.
Yeah.
You finish the statement.
Yeah.
See, so we might find out different, but it appears it's just tragic accident.
Interesting. 272-9228. If you have a question, comment, or viewpoint for the mayor, let's talk about police force strength.
Yeah. Not as much as we'd like. We got 21 in training. We've got 200. I just got this information a couple of days ago. We're authorized.
530.
Not even 530. I mean, that's not the issue. When you say police officers, there are a lot of police officers, a lot of administration, a lot of detectives, a lot of this, a lot of community policing, a lot of school enforcement, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, and this is a soft number, there are 201 patrol officers. That's the front line.
Right.
Those are the people that are in the neighborhoods, that are out on the streets. We actually have 220 police patrol officers versus the authorized strength of 200. Like I said, that's a very soft. We don't have as many in administration as we have had. We don't have as many in command as we have had. We've put more people on the street. And so with this 20 that we've got, we'll be back up just over the 500 level. And the budget that we have, I believe you can fund 515 with the resources that you have committed to salaries. Now, they can go higher than that because we allow budget to managers to move money within the overall budget. They've got 49 police, have 49 in the new budget, if approved, they got $49 million available to them to provide law enforcement functions in the city of Montgomery.
Let's talk taxes and gasoline tax versus sure. occupational tax right. and coming up with $8 million more dollars.
Right.
WSFA kind of messed up on that story. I
didn't see it.
They were saying that you were considering a 2% sales tax.
No,
but you were considering a gasoline tax.
1 cent is $1.5 million. 2 cents would be $3 million. Now, of that $3 million, $1.5 million of that will go directly into the paving, some lighting traffic signal upgrades that are 30 years old, and the striping program that I talked about. The balance of that would be used to fund merit increases to all of our employees that are deserving, $3 million that is needed to be put into our health insurance fund because that's being overspent. There's a $500,000 one-time payment, very similar to what the state did to our retirees. And there was a hole in the public safety pay plan, a hole in the sense that, let's just say you get promoted from a corporal to a sergeant or sergeant to a lieutenant. You would think you ought to get at least a 10% increase as a standard. Well, we were getting anywhere from 3 to 5 to 6%, so we've tried to beef that up. And so what we say is we've put $1.1 or $1.2 million into the pay structure in public safety to be able to assure these individuals that you don't have a sergeant that's got 10 years making more than a lieutenant that's got 10 years.
So is occupational tax a potential again?
We have $100,000 in the proposed budget to look at various revenue enhancing additional revenue streams. You might have seen the Parker study came out a couple of years ago of the 22 top cities on a per capita basis. We're number 18 in revenue per capita. We ought to be in the top 10 of revenue per capita. Some of these other cities, they've got occupational taxes. Some of them have got utilities that can help their general fund. We don't have utilities, nor do we have an occupational tax. Now, there are probably some others that are available to us, but this $100,000 will be used for Parker to help us look at the various means as well as getting some legal opinions. If you go, and it's an if, the occupational tax route, which we're a good candidate for it, there's got to be a substantial adjustment. There's got to be substantial adjustments in the fee structure for professionals, but you also got to adjust the sales tax because occupational tax, 1 cent is going to raise about $45 or $46 million. 1 cent of sales tax is going to raise about 27 or 28. And so if you got to balance out, because I don't think that anybody's intention is to put another $15 or $20 million into our coffers, because I'll be the first to say, in all deference to city governments, whatever you put in, government's going to spend it.
They're going to spend it.
Whether it's the city, the county, the state, the federal government. And so what we've tried to do in the 10 years I've been there, we've tried to build up our reserves, which now we're going to be over $26 million, but at the same time, keep our budgets at a lean and efficient level so that we can get stuff done, but we aren't overtaxing the burden for the population.
Just out of curiosity, has there been a study to show who is consuming the gasoline? How many of those are Montgomery citizens versus people that are driving to it?
No, have not, but you would make an assumption that because we are the drive-through, and not everybody driving through, of course, stops with us, but it would be a high percentage. If I had to guess, I think it'd be in the 30% range, but frankly, what difference does it make? Because we're looking for $8 million of revenue. The thing that drove us to that decision, and it's not a city council decision yet. It's a proposal, but the cabinet members and our finance people, we looked at two things. One, gas is anywhere from $2.45 to $2.75 within the city limits of Montgomery. So where's the 2 cents? I mean, it just gets kind of lost in right. that. A certain percent is, in fact, by people that are driving through. But the state also is looking at increasing the fuel tax. And let's just assume that they do that. Now, they've been trying to do this for 3 years, and there's right. a big fight, number one, just to do it. For tax.
Well, first of all, it's a kind of a diminishing return because of the fuel efficiency of cars.
Right, exactly. That's why you should index it rather than just right. having it on a per gallon basis. But the formula to share that, the state gets their fair share or more than their fair share, and then the balance goes 80-20. 80 to the counties, 20 to the cities. Let's just take Montgomery County. What's the road mass in the city of Montgomery versus the road mass of the county and the frequency of the use? So there's a big debate going on between the League of Municipality, the Big Five, the big city mayors, and the County Commission Association as to what's the fairness. That formula's been in effect 40 years plus. Back then, counties did, in fact, pay a lot of the things that are in the city these days. But obviously, the county doesn't want to give up any of their revenue, and certainly we need to get more of that revenue. So we want to do it. If, in fact, the state does it and we get $3 million more dollars from the state, we'll roll we'll roll ours back.
Right.
Okay. So it won't be doubled.
Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show. Clint, how are you feeling, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you back?
Or this is a different Clint.
Oh, different Clint. Sorry, never mind.
Clint, yeah, the other Clint.
He didn't know he'd been sick.
Yeah, I know. Clint, you're on the show with Mayor Tice French.
I wanted to ask, with all these cop shootings, what would the options be with rubber bullets in that first clip?
Dead.
I mean, it's like getting hit with a real bullet without the death.
How about a taser? Taser's pretty substantial, and we've got case after case after case where tasers have not done anything.
Right, tasers don't have the range or the power I think a rubber bullet would.
Let me tell you, I think Matthew's going to say the same thing. A rubber bullet gets you dead.
Right, riot control, perhaps there's a place for that. But with that being the primary weapon for our police officers, that would not be, I don't think that'd be a good decision.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. always good questions because you just never know.
You know, how's the employment rate doing in Montgomery?
We're doing fine. We've been as low as 3.1. I think we're in the 3.5 range. You really never know from a county and a city standpoint because we don't seasonally adjust. The state always seasonally adjusts. And so from that standpoint, we're in the range. We're full employment. That's one of it.
That's a great number for Montgomery, considering the makeup of the population. Here, this is something you're going to like. Mr. Electric is hiring electricians. You know how much these guys make?
Oh, yeah,
like
sure.
$85,000 a year.
That's why we're trying to say, hey, do dual enrollment. Get with this impact program. Get with these trade skills, and then go a year, go to Trenum or any of those other schools, and then come out and make those $80,000. I guarantee you, the people that get hired to work in the banks, to work in the offices, work in...
They ain't making 85 grand.
They ain't making 85. You're right.
So Mr. Electric is hiring guys, and Dan Black with Mr. Electric, he's looking for certified electricians right now. So if you are one, I want you to give him a call and ask for Dan Black directly at 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric is hiring. It's a great company. Great guy to work for. I've known Dan for a long time. Let's just say I won't tell you how long. Maybe 4 decades. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
My brother could not be that old.
Are you younger?
Oh, yeah, I'm the youngest.
Oh, so the older he gets, the older you get.
Yeah, exactly.
He's kind of dragging you along, isn't he? He needs to stop that.
I'm in the slipstream, as it was
said. I want to be exactly where you guys are.
272-9228, question, comment, or viewpoint for Mayor Todd Strange. Let's go to the phones, go to Red Top. Red Top, you're on with Todd Strange.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Red Top.
You know, guys, at the end of the day, I do believe we've elected a Democrat for mayor here. Because the insatiable need for tax money, even though our population has declined, is unbelievable. All fees have been increased. Gas is $2.50 a gallon. Doesn't need to be any damn higher, man. And there's no end as to how much a so named Republican will tax us. So what makes you not a Democrat?
Well, first of all, I'm not a Democrat nor a Republican. I'm elected nonpartisan. I have a physical conservative mentality and a social moderate mentality. But
what is conservative about extreme taxing of the citizens of our city?
Well, all I can do is go look at the data, and the data will tell you that we're fourth from the bottom of the top 22 cities in revenue. And how do you get revenue? It's through taxation. So we have not taxed compared to other people. Our tax burden is extremely low. Unfortunately, we're at 10% sales tax because we got an inordinately low ad valorem tax. But at the end of the day, everybody wants their streets paved. Everybody wants their police officers there when something happens. Everybody wants the fire there in 4 minutes to get it done. Everybody wants beautiful parks and rec. Everybody wants their streets cut. At the end of the day, somebody's got to pay for that. Now, I'll also tell you that we got about 300 less employees today than we did when I took over. Take 300 and multiply it by $50,000 on average. We would be broke if we had not cut our personnel side of the equation.
So what has driven up the cost and so much of government? It's not me, the citizen. Is it the government itself that is costing itself so much money? Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean,
I'm not sure I understood that question.
Well, I want to know, what is the, you use the word extreme taxing. What is the extreme taxing?
I think 10% sales tax is extreme.
Well, but
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, it's so, but that's state, county,
so
and
let's,
city.
So let's increase our ad valorem tax so we can lower our sales tax.
But let me say one thing about the way a lot of mayors talk, and you're not the only one, is they're always in competition with another city. This city does that, so we need to do this. Why do all cities need to be the same and tax the same and collect the same, have the same amenities, et cetera? It seems like cities and states are now in a competition with each other, and it's taking less attention on the actual citizens in the city. You kind of get an understanding of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you exactly, but Red Top, in all due respect, you're just wrong.
Yeah,
Mobile has a 5% sales tax. We have a 3.5% sales tax. 4 cents goes to the state, and 2.5 cents goes to the county. So we are a little bit more than a third on that sales tax side of the equation. Huntsville has got a 4% sales tax. They've got more money than we do from a sales tax standpoint. So all I can tell you is to have a budget go up a 2 or 2.5% range, that's inflation. That's inflation. And so what we've, and at the same time that we have gone from, I think the first budget we had when I got here was like $228 million, and we're going to be at $250 million, and we've been able to go from a $3 million reserve to a $26 million reserve. I suggest that that's pretty fiscally conservative.
Thank you for the explanation, Mayor. That was a good one. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time. See, we just need to do a government 101 class.
Well,
huh?
First
of all, for the concept of cities in competition, which they are in competition trying to draw citizen people there to live there and businesses there.
Absolutely.
But other than that, because City A does something, doesn't mean City B is going to do it.
No, because we can't be like a Huntsville.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't even measure ourselves against. I mean, when we like to get under Tommy Battle's skin with all the mayors from big cities to get together, what we say to Tommy is anybody could be mayor of Huntsville.
I know. It's
Jeez.
Easy. Yeah, I mean, you got to educate a high ad valorem tax?
Absolutely.
That
doesn't mean that he hadn't done a good job getting them there.
No. Man, the synergy of that city, you know, back when I was deputy chief of staff, we went to every city and we met with them to find out what can we do to help them. And we looked at every city, had their own deal that they were doing. Montgomery's was government, Mobile was support, Huntsville was space,
right.
And Birmingham was medicine and finance.
Right.
And so we did whatever we could to help them.
Let me tell you this. Huntsville today is doing exactly what we started 5 or 6 years ago. They're redeveloping their downtown. They're bringing residents back downtown.
Right.
They're building hotels downtown. They're putting office buildings in. Exactly the same formula, because the guy that started it for us is now the guy up in Huntsville.
Yeah, exactly.
They hired him away.
Right.
That's a compliment to what we have been doing.
And everybody was moving to Madison and out of City.
And there's some of that, too, because Madison and Huntsville are pretty synonymous and pretty high per capita income.
Mayor, I want to thank you for dropping in. I'm going to see you monthly.
Oh,
I know,
man.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Thank you.
We didn't even get to revenues. Revenues up?
Yeah, revenues are going to be up about 2.5%, yes.
Did you go down to the cornhole tossing?
I did, as a matter of fact. I met the Australian team. They were doing a really fantastic job.
That was funny. That was funny, funny, funny. Thanks for coming in. Guys, we'll be back. Top of the hour break coming up. Don't forget, Brubaker Motors, sponsor of this hour at the Dan Moore Show. We'll be back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Moore Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.